It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where right now it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Don't forget, tomorrow, 8:30 in the morning time.
Sean, I'm excited.
And Bobby and Peyton will have Jerry Jones on the show for the first time since that event last Tuesday. Actually, the first time he's been on the station since then.
That's true.
He didn't talk with us on Friday. And then we'll get him on Friday. So good luck to us. Hits and misses, ladies and gentlemen, from the NFL weekend. We will start with the hits. And we will start with the honorable mention hits, Kevin. Tank Bigsby, Jahmyr Gibbs, and Joe Mixon, all honorable mentions for scoring two touchdowns in their games and all finishing within 3 yards of each other rushing. 118 for Bigsby, 116 for Gibbs, and 115 for Joe Mixon. Pretty special day for running backs yesterday, and they receive honorable mentions. And I will give you a statistic that I've been tracking since last week for no reason, but here it is. We'll figure out how it's working. Number three on our hits and misses list for hits, Josh Allen, 21 of 33 for 323 yards, two touchdowns, only one sack, and he had three carries for 1 yard, it looks like.
I'm less impressed by that last part.
Well, I mean, obviously he lost some yards, gained a yard, and then lost some yards, gained a yard. But he did get a 34-10 win. And did you see the play with Amari Cooper, the touchdown play? Have you heard Keon Coleman talk about that play? If you watch closely, Amari Cooper looks over at Keon Coleman and is like, what do I do? Because Josh Allen makes a check. And he's there what, at the 5 yard line or something. And he's like, what do I do? And Keon Coleman just gives him the route. He just gets, just go. And he does, gets the touchdown, boom. And then afterwards, Coleman was like, look, he knows the plays. He was just checking. He was just confirming, this is what I'm supposed to do. And I said, yeah, this is what you're supposed to do. But they gave him, he goes, go. None of the cornerbacks knew what he was doing.
And I'm not disputing that Coleman was telling the truth about how he knows all the plays. But he's not going to come out and be like, oh, yeah, he doesn't know jack S. He's just been here a few days.
Amari's a smart player.
He is a very, he is a
very intelligent
player.
And he was just confirming. So there you go. So that's number three on the hits list. Number two, Amon-Ra St. Brown. 8 catches, 112 yards, and the touchdown. Big win over the Vikings.
He's not wrong, but I'm rooting for him less now that he openly talked about how incompetent the Cowboys strategy was.
He's honest.
Yeah, he is. Maybe I should root for him more because he tells it like it is.
Well, and he's on a really good team right now. Like, they're the best, probably the best team in the NFC. They're running hot. Somebody just texted in and said, every time I watch Dan Campbell do a post-game speech, I wish he was our coach. Can I secretly cheer for the Lions? Who cares if they ran it up on us? We needed that gut punch. Dan Campbell's one of the reasons that I've been so adamant they were going to be good. As long as the Lions people gave him time, I was like, he knows football. He's going through it. He's a player, a coach that played that they can relate to, but he has one speed and it is go. And if you're going, that's the kind of team that they are. And St. Brown kind of emulates that also. He's the perfect example of what Dan Campbell's preaching. Go back and watch receiver. And Dan Campbell, I think it was three different plays. It was the end of the game, and they were getting their butts stomped by the Ravens. And Dan Campbell's like, look at this. He highlights three different run plays where St. Brown's running, blocking. And he's like, he's still blocking. He's still trying to beat his ass. And so that's like, that's really, that's what he is as a player. And if you, the more you hear him talk, Kevin, you'll just go, that's just the kind of dude he is. So if you hate it, you can hate it, but he, that's exactly who St. Brown is.
I hate it because we ain't it.
Yeah, that is. And number one, begrudgingly,
oh no,
Saquon Barkley, 17 rushes for 176 yards and a touchdown.
He was pretty damn good.
That's 10.6 yards a carry, or 10 yards a carry, something like that. That is pretty significant. So big rushing day yesterday. Now, the stat that I've been tracking for no apparent reason.
Okay.
I wanted to see what the records are for the top 10 rushers each week. Like what their team records are.
Oh, okay.
So I went back and I've been tracking that all season. And currently, overall, the top 10 rushers' records are 50 and 20. So the team, and you can say, yeah, well, you're running the ball late if you're winning. Yeah, that is the case. But week three, the top 10 rushers, 9-1 record.
Wow.
This week it was 6-4. Last week, 9-1 again. I'm tracking the top 10 passers records, 39-31. If you're throwing the ball too much, now obviously, you know, we talk about that. If you're behind, you're trying to throw a lot. But those are the passing yards numbers, 39-31. So 50 and 20 versus 39-31. Which teams can't run the ball well this year, Kevin?
Us.
Yep. So that is a number right there.
What?
Yep. Yeah. Cowboys are struggling with Mike. I think Mike's serious. He didn't realize that.
I do not think.
He's been in Italy. He was out on the road 2 weeks.
Yeah, but he's also the same guy who is like, could they get back down to 2 yards a carry? He's aware.
With Zeke?
Yeah.
You remember Zeke?
I thought we were retiring his number. And he should be in the Hall of Fame.
They probably already should have retired his number.
The misses.
That's why I can't wear 21.
Exactly. The misses for this week. Honorable mentions, Aaron Rodgers. The offense didn't look any different. It looked exactly the same. And what did I tell you? At some point, Davante Adams is probably going to look at Aaron Rodgers and go, you're not the same dude I remember, dude. You're just not the same guy. And
do you think they're doing the Spider-Man
maybe
thing?
But Davante Adams still looks like the same dude. The ball just wasn't getting to him. The routes were still really crisp, really fresh, really good. Aaron Rodgers off on a lot of his throws last night. And it's going to continue that way. They need to run the ball a little more, too. Also, honorable mention,
Breece Hall isn't good.
What?
Isn't he the running back?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't he? Every time I look, he like runs for 30-something yards. I'm not saying he's not good. It's just his numbers aren't good this year.
I think he had 93, but that was receiving last night.
Yeah, he caught, a lot of ball. Like, not a lot, but he had.
His yards per carry is pretty terrible this year.
Their offensive line play is bad this year, it feels like, across everywhere.
You know why,
especially,
right?
UT.
CJ Stroud's offensive line.
Yeah, that is true.
Will for him. There's a lot of them.
Collective bargaining agreement.
Oh, yeah. That makes a lot of sense. They're not practicing. Other honorable mention, the rest of the Patriots. Drake May actually wasn't terrible, but the Patriots are. And so that's another honorable mention there. Number three.
Finally, Trevor Lawrence. They're turning it around.
Man, you don't think that at
not
all.
Not at all. They're about to lose by 20 points to the Packers.
He goes to London, everything changes. Yeah. That team just needs to move to London, which we should get a conversation about London here in a minute, too.
Oh.
Number three, Kirk Cousins. 2 interceptions, a fumble, -1 rushing yards. He was hit 8 times in this game. He was bad. He wasn't good at all. Number two, anybody who was forced to watch Dolphins and Colts. That was
that game did suck.
Potentially the most boring game I've seen all season long. Anthony Richardson, I want him to be so much better than he is. I really do. But
so you didn't see a magical change with the haircut?
No, I didn't see that. But I did see a moment when he saw a cornerback and he was like, I'm going to try and run you over. And I was like, don't try and truck anybody with your throwing shoulder. Jalen Hurts did the same thing. I was like, guys, why are y'all trying to truck people with your throwing shoulders? Slide. They give you the ability to slide and not be hit. Do it. I know you get a big penalty if you get hit, and a lot of guys are like, I don't care. I'll take the penalty. And then number one on the misses for this week, Brock Purdy. 17 for 31, 3 interceptions, and a 36.7 rating this week.
He played like butt right after I asked if he should be better in the more entrenched in the MVP conversation. I know Ayuk got hurt, but he did not look good.
And I know Debo's always hurt. Like, that's, he's a physical player. He's always hurt. He's not checking down to Mason enough. He's forcing passes into places that I don't think he needs to. And I was saying, hey, squint your eyes and see if he looks like Aaron Rodgers a little bit. He kind of looked like Aaron Rodgers this week as he was just throwing it to the other team a lot. So that was one of those that he didn't have a good game. Did the Chiefs force it? Or is he kind of in his own mind right now, not having McCaffrey on the
field? I will give credit to the Chiefs. Their defense is very good.
Yeah, they are pretty good. Do you know who Scottie Scheffler is?
The golfer, Highland Park.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. Did you see that he was on game day?
Oh, I did not.
He did make his way on to game day. Go ahead.
I not to go all Chia follow right here, but a lot of times I don't watch the TV pre-game shows and stuff like that. Because I feel like we've been talking about it all week. I got the idea.
Oh, yeah. I just turn it on. Like in the morning, yeah. I'll turn it on so I can be like, oh, there you go.
Can you leave it on?
I literally just said that.
Turn it on, leave it on.
No, I got it.
It's Tolo. If you take the letters and then...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know what? We should theme that up here.
Okay.
Your thoughts?
So, Scottie Scheffler was on for game day.
I did it already on a Monday. Kevin,
God, what scale a long of to, freaking week this
scale
is
of 1 to 10. Corey, like an without eight. Kevin. Probably oh, like Kevin an already eight. Answered. It's an 8. Frustration, 8.
But Scottie Scheffler, because they were in Austin, right? That's where College Game Day was. And so they bring him on. He sits down and they're talking about games. And they get to the Miami-Louisville game. And he says, not to bring anything personal into this with Louisville, great city, great people. But I think Miami's going to smoke them. Will Scottie Scheffler ever let it go?
Oh, because the arrest.
Because the arrest. He threw
it. Oh, now, yeah.
That being said, Miami's a really good team. Like, they're the best team in Florida.
And Miami killed them in the end by winning by 7.
Yes, that game actually was super competitive. Cam Ward continues to pile up the numbers. Yeah.
I always wonder about Michael Irvin. If you're like the coach and you're like, is he trying to coach my players right
He's
now.
He's right there, dude.
Without like being a coach.
That's an interesting question.
He couldn't, that one dude couldn't get tackled. But yeah, man. Yeah, Michael Irvin's right there next to the end zone. Come on, baby. Come on. I like it. He's passionate.
Do you think any of the players are ever like, yeah, that's what I was going to do, go towards the end zone. But thank you for the heads up.
And then this story popped up.
Tell me.
This is amazing.
Okay.
A former Olympic snowboarder is accused of running a major transnational drug trafficking organization that shipped massive amounts of cocaine and allegedly hired hitmen to murder people, federal officials have said. Ryan Wedding, Kevin,
oh,
43, a former Olympian from Canada. He now resides in Mexico. He's among 16 people charged in a federal indictment. The prolific and ruthless organized crime group shipped literally tons of cocaine into the United States and Canada. So basically, and what I'm hearing here is Canada's the reason that the U.S. was getting so much cocaine.
I don't know if that's always what I think, but I guess your story makes a good point.
Wedding, whose aliases included El Jefe, Giant, and Public Enemy, was previously charged in the original indictment and is superseding indictment's lead defendant.
All right.
He competed for the 2002 Winter Olympics, where he placed 24th in the Giant Parallel Slalom. If convicted of murder and attempted murder charges, he faces a mandatory life in prison.
Two things for you. You know it's a bad scene when they're like, no, yeah, I know you're up for this other crime, but we have a different warrant that's going to supersede that. And yes. You're going to, that's not good. Secondly, do you think it's unfair for me to think, oh, 24th in the Olympics, loser. Like, you made it to the Olympics. You're clearly
gigantic kingpin of cocaine.
You're incredible at your sport. Winning. I know he didn't win a medal or even get close, but don't you think we should still hold high regard for that person who finished 24th at the Olympics?
Yes, because he's from Canada. There's good skiers in Canada. Like, if he was doing that from, I don't know,
Alberto Tomba.
Sure, yeah, there. You'd be like, what the heck? He's the best one. This is good in Canada, man. But I started asking myself this. How does one become a drug kingpin? And now I want to know more about this. Do you
like
start
selling
at
the most drugs?
Okay, yeah. Do you start at the level like
and
Walter White?
You have to
White?
Kill people in front of you.
In front of other people?
No. Well, yeah, you the might need to in, show in people way? That you will kill.
Yeah.
But I think you have to kill the higher ups.
Yes. So that you can
like
take
the penguin.
Over there. Yeah, exactly.
I watched the first episode.
That's what I need to start
Did you like
watching.
It?
It's solid.
Okay.
It's very Soprano. Like that guy,
see that.
It's like a combination of the Penguin and Tony Soprano.
I could see that. Do you think at any point anywhere in life they ever had one of those drug forms, like you used to have those take-home school forms where you would sell like, hey, how many sausage logs do you want or whatever? Do you think they ever had a form like that? Like how many kilos of drugs would you like to buy today?
I don't think so. Okay. But I never went to school in Canada. So I don't know.
That's a great point.
When did the Canadians get all upset about stuff?
Exactly.
That's a good question.
They're supposed to be nice people.
Corey.
Don't you know?
Except if you throw a ball back to the pitcher and the hitter's arm gets in the way and it diverts to another place. And then there's a guy who runs home to take the lead in a game 5 of an ALDS. That's when they are not happy.
And then they throw beer on babies.
Yes, they did. Never forget that. You know what? I forgot my number one rule since that playoff series. Remember what the Canadians did. And if I would have done that, I would not have been surprised by this story.
Lost that game,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they're dumping beer on little babies. Then, of course, they could become drug kingpins.
So what I've learned from you just now, Kevin, is the two things we're supposed to remember. Canadian things.
Yep.
And the Alamo. And both of them, Texas lost. That's what I've learned from what you just told me.
You know what?
Texas, the Rangers lost that game.
They might have lost the Alamo, but
we had to remember it
was the prototype for lose the battle, win the war, because the heroic performances that day.
Think about this.
Okay.
How many World Series championships do the Montreal Expos have?
Zero.
How many do the Blue Jays have?
Two?
Okay, so we're still behind them. But we're
what the hell, Mike? Were you trying to say we're better than the country of Canada? And then it just kind of...
Do you think he knew how many they had before?
I don't know. That's the genius of Mike. It's like the day we were at Specs and he goes, oh, what's in the bag? And I said, oh, it's toffee. And he goes, I thought it was pronounced taffy. Like 98% of me thinks he's doing a bit. Same thing here. But there's that lingering 2% that's like, but are you sure?
You're not.
And I'm not.
Can't be.
You're right.
And that's the C block.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's show a little love to the stars, but also AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day and DK Metcalf's pants. I have an answer about that next. Ooh. On The Fan.
Hands it back for Stankoven. Spins over to Marchment. In front tip, score! Matt Duchene!
KNC masterpiece.
I saw that commercial so many times this weekend.
How funny is that commercial?
It's so much funnier when you think of
that
it that
was
way.
From 3 days ago. You can't call back something that happened 3 days
it's
ago.
Both.
By the way, I was just told
it
a joke that made me chuckle that Corey has either A, threatened to walk off the show, or B, punch me if this joke gets told. I do not want...
Oh, I said I'd punch Ruben if you told the joke.
That's fine.
You really want Ruben to get hit, though?
No, Ruben is a nice
guy. He's a nice guy. We all love Ruben.
He is.
Except for that joke.
I thought that joke was funny. Saturday afternoon, the Stars pick up a 4-1 victory over Edmonton. You know, we talked about this possibility, but Stankoven got moved up to the first line as the game went along because the offense looked ugh. But they dominate in the third period. The Stars improve to 5-1. Just been a fantastic start of the season for them. And now it's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it unless Kevin tells that joke.
Do you want to hear the joke,
No,
Alec?
Because Ruben came and told it to me first, and I told him to get out of my room.
Yeah.
I hate it so much. I don't want this to see the airwaves. And
by the way, for the Stars, because I know I'm going to hear this, they're tied for first place in their division.
Damn right they are.
But Winnipeg is 5-0-0. And I just know I'm going to get the, that's why.
Are you tied with the team that doesn't have a loss?
It was the most, because you have the same amount of points. But that's why it was a must win. I'm sure people are going to tell
system.
Me.
A tie come in the middle.
That's at the end. They don't have ties anymore. It's an overtime loss.
Yes.
Just blow your mind with that.
It'd be 5-0-1 if you were you had a tie.
But they don't have ties anymore. It's an overtime loss.
I need to get a screenshot of Mike's face on the fan cam. That was so
funny.
You
perfect. Just go to a shootout till somebody wins?
Yes. Well, first you have this overtime still, but then
it's 3-on-3.
Yeah.
I watch some hockey.
And then you do the shootout and somebody's gotta win.
Well, so you could have 14 shootouts?
Yes. Whatever number you're thinking, yes, could be the answer.
Well, 16.
Yes. I'm not going down the Dwight Schrute path.
They call it an overtime loss, but it's a tie.
Yeah.
You got credit for a tie.
But the other person, do they get credit too?
They get credit for a win.
They get credit for a win.
What a stupid
system. Full points?
Yes, which is why you can end with 3 points were awarded. And other games will end with 2 points getting awarded. It is confusing. Alec, I need an update from you and Corey.
Okay.
Now I absolutely have to hear the joke. I will sit in my driveway for the rest of your show until you tell this joke.
Punch somebody.
Okay. If you say you will sit in your driveway that long,
okay.
At the end of this segment, Kevin can tell that joke.
Yes. I'm here for it.
That's how you hold an audience. Turn it on, leave it on, in your face.
That's called a tease, Mike. I love it.
Alex.
Yeah. People holding
on. Alex. It's Alec.
Thanks, Mike. I mean, he forgot my name during crosstalk like a year ago.
No, I know his name.
Uh-huh.
Alec Wood.
That was a reference to somebody who hasn't worked here in like 7 years.
I was taught by a Wood. That's a little bit different, Mike. Hey. Hey, I'm on the FM. Question of the day, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line. If you want to give me a new last name, you can do that as well.
so stupid.
The question of the day, even though he gave me a horrible joke, Ruben texted me last night, and he was like, this is a question I have for you, but you can recycle it if you want. And it's a really good question because I had an instant answer for this, and so did he. What is the most random but satisfying feeling that, like, just a random thing that you can do for yourself that you just love. And keep it safe for work, please. Because his answer was when you get a fresh pair of socks and you put them on for the first time.
Ooh.
And mine was anytime you wash your sheets and you get under them for the first time.
You're right.
That is the best, most satisfying thing. That it shouldn't be that satisfying, but it is, especially during the winter time when you take them out of the dryer, they're still a little bit warm, you crawl under, and you're just loving life.
You're right. I love the feeling. I wash the sheets every week. Do you wash your sheets that often, that frequently?
My wife does.
Yeah. I'm stripped to bed. We got to wash the sheets every week, but that is such a good feeling right there.
Every other week for us.
Okay.
Right.
So every 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm an every week guy. I try to do it over the weekend.
Why not
do it
every day? It makes you feel so good. I don't get it. So you know what makes me feel great? Well, then do it more.
So aggressive.
You know what? He does have a point, though.
Yeah, what's your deal?
That makes you feel
don't you want
good.
To feel great tonight? Wash your sheets when you go home.
I don't pay the bills, you know? So.
A haircut. A haircut is like
yes.
You walk out from Sports Clips or wherever you get your haircut. And you walk out.
Two bald guys.
and Alec has long hair. But yeah, whenever you walk out with a haircut, it feels good. And you kind of roll the windows down and let the wind blow through your hair.
Okay,
sorry, guys.
You can say
you have a short
hair. I'm aware. I don't have hair. Hair.
I don't remember wind blowing through my hair with a haircut like yours.
It feels good. Just going like this, just a little bit. Oh, I love it.
Do you ever have dreams, Kevin, that you have hair?
No.
I do.
Okay.
It's really weird, too, because I know I'm bald, but somehow my hair has grown back, and it's like a normal head of hair.
I still go back to one of my favorite moments working here at the station, and Spittle sent me an email about a potential endorsement, and it was for, like, the hair restoration. And he goes, now, this could be a delicate subject, but... And I responded, and I said, why do you think it's a delicate subject? I promise you, I am well aware of the fact that I do not have any hair.
So that's
you
good.
You didn't do that one?
Yeah, or it was a crap product, either way. Mine is that you remember to charge your phone and you leave the house at 100%. If I feel unstoppable. Like, you could tell me you got to drive to Canada. I'm like, we're going to make it. Because my phone's at 100%, which is based on no other logic, but I feel unstoppable because of that.
I do that with the oil change, too. You get your oil change, okay. Like, I can drive this car as fast as I want out of this parking lot right now, because it's fresh oil.
You gave it new blood.
Yeah, it's not gonna fall apart on me when I'm driving out.
You think an oil change is the same as, like, TRT or blood replacement?
No.
Or blood doping?
Talking about
one's humans, and the other one's a car.
Yeah. But it's the same basic theory, right?
I'd like to blood dope to see how good you feel on it. Like, wouldn't you want to get your blood recycled into you to be like, wow, what energy? No wonder Lance could go forever.
I saw Aaron Rodgers last night smelling a bottle. I couldn't tell if he was smelling it or trying to drink. It was a water bottle, and it looked like it had some stuff in it. And
I saw that too.
Was he trying to drink through his mask and he didn't know how to do it? Or was
that's what I want to believe now. That's what I want to believe, that he was like, the stupid thing is in front of my face. How do I drink? Yeah, that. No, I think it was smelling salts probably.
Okay,
if I had to guess, or something like that.
Makes sense. Because
he was definitely, and he wasn't just going like straight to the nose. He was putting it at different angles in the different slots in his face mask.
That's weird.
So it really does look like he was like, how do I drink water? This is stupid. But I'm going to believe that's what happened there. From the 2-1 for a good shave. Yeah, even though I don't have too much going on here.
Okay, I will tell you this. When I get rid of the ridiculous hair that does grow on my head, then I feel better about it.
That's nice.
Because they're like, it's a really weird deal where God's like, you know what'd be funny? You don't grow hair all over your head, but the hair on the sides grow really fast. And you're like, hey, thanks a lot.
What about your butt?
What the hell did you just say?
Like, hair starts growing on places. I don't need hair on my butt.
It's true.
I'd like it on the top of my head. At least I'd like the option. Mm-hmm. I don't even need the option on my butt. But it's there.
You could have gotten the model without it.
Great. Yeah. I mean, I don't need this. I mean, you grow hair. You're growing hair on your shoulders right now. For what? We got t-shirts, body. Have you not noticed I've worn a t-shirt my whole life?
Great statement there.
I don't know what to say to any of that.
Oh, man. I'm just going to ask.
You don't need it on the top of your head. You got hats. Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm not wearing a hat every day, head. Figure it out.
Talk to your head like that.
I am right now.
Hey, head. Great point.
Grow hair.
Hey, Mike.
Like, I don't know.
The voices are not winning, Mike. From the 214, new tires on the car. That is a great one, because especially if you've been going with those same tires for a while, you can tell an instant difference.
Mm-hmm.
You really can.
It feels, you know, in cars, whenever the road's done and they're like oh, McQueen. Yeah, low and yes. slow. That's what I always imagine my car is saying. So that's the time, Kevin, where I'm like, I feel like my car is probably going, thanks for these new tires.
Yeah. So, and hey, just a heads up, in case nobody taught you this when you were young, if you see like some silver on your tires, you've gone way, way, way too far on those tires. You need to get them changed immediately.
Silver?
Hey, I didn't have a dad growing up, okay?
Oh, this yeah, that's the turn. Excuse.
Your mom drove a car.
Wow. She did not think that was relevant information I needed to know.
I'll never forget that.
When the guy comes to like help out the people that have blown tires, they're like, oh, probably didn't have a dad. You think that's what they're thinking as they come up there?
A little bit.
Obviously,
now
your dad never taught you this.
Another fatherless person.
Yeah, they were like, did your tire get run through like that because you didn't have a dad? And I'm like, that's true.
Wow. Yeah, I had a friend in college that texted me one time and they're like, is it time for me to change my tires? There was nothing left there. There was like, it looked like a straight new paved road on those tires. Like there was nothing there. And I was like, oh, God,
is it a good rule of thumb that if you ask the question, you probably already know that the answer is yes.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I was really sad that I got that text. It made me more mad than anything. You know better. From the 903.
Hold on. Did your friend have a dad?
I got to go ask now. I'm going to go follow up during the break. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. From the 903, leaving work on a Friday. From the 972, getting in the sauna. From the 817, I don't use sheets. That's concerning.
Huh. Sleep on the bed?
Yeah, just nothing there.
I know what you meant, Mike, but just playing that out of context sounds so funny.
Like we have a Mavericks player on. He's like, I got a really comfy bed. And Mike goes, you slept on the bed?
But you don't just, come on, this person is just sleeping on with nothing on there. They just bought the bed from, you know, like Dak's own sleep number, and they're just sleep numbering on the bed?
Maybe.
Yeah, if you got a sleep number, bed, you got it right, man. I want one of those.
What
so
about
bad.
All your dead skin and everything? It just goes in the bed.
Going in the bed.
Yeah. What?
Right.
Yeah.
That's why they made sheets and the under thing, whatever the... The helper. What is the thing called underneath the sheets? The not the duvet. That goes
pad?
Over it.
I don't know.
Yeah, the pad. The helper.
That's not what you're looking for.
The helper.
This is I don't know what it's called.
Oh, I know, Mike. I can tell.
Well, you guys should know. You should help me out right now.
It's more fun if we don't.
Let's a couple more before we get to Kevin's sheet. Joke. But let's see. From the 214, afternoon showers. From the 469, washing my hands after a 14-hour-long shift. Oh, watching man. All that dirt go down the drain is satisfying. I love that.
What
that,
do they do? I'm kind of curious what their job is that yeah. their hands are that dirty.
Yeah, and I don't want to know what Mike is laughing about right
I
now.
Know exactly what Mike's laughing about. Don't. And what I hate is I was like, is he thinking this? And then we matched eyes, and he started to laugh because he knew I was thinking of what he was thinking. Think about it again. They washed their hands after a 14-hour shift.
And he said, that's
and
a
he
long
said,
shift.
Oh, that's a long shift.
This
hockey?
I've achieved my goal for this segment, so thank you, Mike. And real quick, I did say I got some background on DK Metcalf's pants that we talked about yes. during Gridiron Gravy. It is actually made by some designer brand I've never heard of. Rev Nizam is where you can get these pants for a whopping $650.
Oh, man.
That's actually cheaper.
It's cheaper than I expected. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Pants?
It features two.
I'm not saying I'm buying them.
It features 200 hand stitched stuffed animals on the front side only. And on top of that, he had a $750 t-shirt on. The t-shirt was more than the pants that had stuffed animals all over them.
It's just a t-shirt, guys. Why are we paying?
I feel like at this point we should lower ticket prices and DirecTV for the NFL package and then be like,
too much money.
It's too bad, yeah. Owners. You're not making that much because the players have taken all the money you've gotten and they're buying
stuffed animal pants
and t-shirts that cost $750. The end. We're paying too much money to all you people.
All right, Kevin. Let's end this. I was going to say the right way, but I don't think it's going to be the right way.
Hey, Mike. What's blue and not heavy?
Democrats?
Light blue. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bang Nation. What part of you makes you think that's what was about to happen?
I don't know. I was trying to answer your joke.
Coming up next, right here on The Fan. Anthony Edwards just throwing out there, if I win a ring in the next 3 to 4 years, I'm going to go play football. Now, I know you can say whatever the hell you want, but
he thinks he could have been a pro baseball player, too. Like, wow. He's like, he literally thinks he was like, any sport I can play.
And a great rapper, too.
I don't know about
that. I remember
that.
When he was at Georgia, he was like, I don't know. I might be a better pro rapper. Oh. Like, I don't even know if you are a rapper, but he has a lot of confidence in anything that he thinks he can do. He has a lot of confidence in it.
Which I could see how he's ascended so high in life if you've got that level of confidence.
Yes, and talent, you know. I think it's pretty ridiculous to walk away from like a $50 or $60 million a year salary to play football. But if anybody could do it, it's him. You know, maybe the most athletically impressive player we have going right now.
How sad would you be about that, though? Because if he wins a ring in the next 3 or 4 years, that means he's probably continued his upward trajectory and it just bounced from the game. That feels like that'd be a bummer.
Would be Jordan-esque.
Yeah.
Except he left by his own choice, unlike Jordan, who was told to leave.
I'd be totally here for the crossover. I think I would rather watch Anthony Edwards punt on at least some portion of his prime to go to the NFL from an entertainment standpoint, to see what's going to happen. I want this to happen. Now, this is a guy that knows how to stir it up. This is beautiful.
He does.
Like, he's sending himself into the viral stratosphere, and he won't be held accountable for it in any way. It'll be fine.
That's true.
Help me out. There is a lot less money, but Broadus, did Ed Too Tall Jones miss a season to be a boxer?
He did.
Absolutely.
So one of the best defensive ends for the Dallas Cowboys left in his prime to see if he could be a professional boxer?
Yes.
So In a way, I know it's different, but the Cowboys have dealt with this is in the 70s, though, right?
We got to get some of that footage, man. I would love to know how these bouts went.
I don't think they went very well.
Seeing as it was just a one-year
round.
Yeah, it was just, he was so tall. That was a big problem. So, you know, so much, I guess in boxing, reach helps, but he had too much reach for his own good.
Some say he was too tall.
Okay. I was hoping you would stall for more time so I could look up his boxing record, but
I don't think it's very good.
Instead, you gave us that.
I bet it starts with a zero. That's just going to be my guess. I found out about his career 30 seconds ago. That's my analysis.
I'm not saying he's wrong to say this whatsoever, but I'm curious, Broadus, if you're in the room and your coach comes out and says your team is soft, like a Gerard Mayo said their team is soft, you can make an argument they're the worst team in the NFL. Mm-hmm. How do people react to that? Or are you like, man, you could say that behind closed doors, but maybe don't tell the media that.
Well, if you know Drake May came out and said he's not telling us anything, or he's not telling you, he already told us.
Yep.
So so that's the issue there. I mean, I don't think it's an issue there. You know, always it's funny about these teams when they talk about being soft and stuff like that, and heart, and have you quit? And you know, it's kind of wonder me. Like, I know a lot of people were talking about the Cowboys. You know, they were soft, they were this, they did now that. That was a tough win at Pittsburgh.
Yes,
you know. So I mean, I was kind of like, well, how do you call somebody soft when they got a win when they're down men and they're, you know, and then they find a way to win that game? That's not, but. In the New England pay, and I haven't seen a lot of New England games, so I don't know if they've quit on May. I just know that they're not playing very well, and a lot of that has to do their players just aren't very good. Their drafts have been really, really poor the last 3-4 years, and they just don't have talent. So I think, you know, he could say, yeah, we're soft, but In actuality, though, you don't have enough talent to win like you used to.
These are still Belichick's guys, and Belichick has responded with McAfee because he's taking this personal.
Oh,
he's like those are my players.
Yeah,
so he's got some shots for old Jerod Mayo.
Wow. By the way,
wow,
that's a great tease.
Thank you.
Ed Two Tall Jones.
6-0.
6-0 in his boxing career.
Five knockouts. Wow, yeah. Dude.
However, he did fight lower competition, and supposedly he was so embarrassed by his performances, he's like, I'm going back to football.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first guy he fought, Yaki Meneses, he beat him in a decision. He was knocked down in the first round, and that was like a credible fighter.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm just kind of reading the biography a little bit as well. And the next five guys were basically journeymen, and he knocked them all out. But he kind of knew at that point that. But he still said it was the best decision that he ever made. He loved it because boxing was his favorite sport. And he says he might have made him a better football player.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Now, we talked about this.
Just KOing average Joes.
Yeah.
It was a great decision for me personally.
Oh, you
want
to fight?
Call that to Jake Paul now.
Oh, my God. That would have been amazing back then.
And old guys.
Yes.
Pretty soon anyway.
True. By the way, yeah, did you see Lennox Lewis was like, yeah, Mike Tyson wins. I'll fight him. Or I'll probably fight him. I was like,
oh, my gosh. I'm excited now.
Okay, so.
I want to see that rematch. Yeah.
I don't know how. Didn't he?
Is he dead? I don't know. If he is, I'm sorry.
Is that almost 20 years ago that they fought? Is that? I'm trying to think.
96 was Tyson. Holy. Oh, my bad.
Lennox Lewis and Tyson. Was that?
That was like 02-ish.
Jeez.
So.
I was in second grade.
I mean, look, it could still happen again. All right. Is there a movie that you guys still love to this day?
Riddick Bowe's still with us.
Even though. That's good news.
Yeah. This is two huge upsets.
Yeah.
The boxing career of Ed Two Tall Jones being alleged to be awful, and then Riddick Bowe.
I'm not gonna lie. I thought unfortunately he had passed. Is there a movie that you love, even though you've watched it back and you're like, maybe it doesn't totally hold up, or it would not fly in today's society?
Oh, well, the not fly, Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I don't think Tropic Thunder is being made
today. Right now?
Right now, in this moment.
And he was not Robert Downey Jr. was nominated for an Academy Award, I believe,
was
from that
he really,
movie.
Dude?
Yeah,
that's incredible. I mean, and it was deserving because it was hysterical from top to bottom. It was a great movie that I don't believe would be made now. When Napoleon Dynamite came out, it was hysterical, and I don't know why. But I recently saw it again, and I watched like 30 minutes maybe of it.
Yeah.
And never laughed.
Okay,
oh, no way. Okay, I'm gonna have to run that one back. It's been a while. But I still think of that movie as being a funny movie.
See, I was one of those people that everybody was talking about how great it was. And I was like, all right, let's check it out. And then I watched it and I was like, wasn't as good as everybody said it was. So I was a little disappointed.
See, I had the exact opposite experience where I had to convince people to go. And they were like, it's about like the little dictator guy. And I was like, no, it's not about Napoleon. And I mean, maybe the other thing. And so we all loved it because there had not been a lot of hype on it.
Two different movies, Little Dictator and Little Dick Tater.
That's a good, yes. Yeah.
Completely different genres.
You'll watch both of them though, right?
Yes. I actually got tickets to both already. Napoleon Dynamite, I didn't think was funny the first time I saw it. And then the more I watched it, the more I realized how funny it was. Same with Hot Rod. Hot Rod was a movie that the first time I saw, I was like, I don't think I'm laughing at this the way I should be. My dad's in the theater with me cracking up. And I'm like, why am I not laughing?
Mine was Zoolander. I watched it and I was like, but now I can watch it and be like, okay, I think this is very funny now.
Yeah. I didn't laugh that hard at Anchorman the first time I saw it, but the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth times I was like, this is genius.
I think the movie Surf Ninjas is...
Why is that movie coming up again?
Surf Ninjas is the movie that I wish still held up. Because when I think about it, I think it's one of the greatest movies, action, dominance, comedy.
Ninjas.
Ninjas.
And surfing.
Yes. Like, you really have all the ingredients to make the perfect film. And looking back, there were some roadblocks.
Surf Ninjas, 23% from the critics, 68% thumbs up from the audience.
So close.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold as always, Heggie. Yes. Thanks for asking.
Mike Lombardi at 4 o'clock.
Mike Lombardi at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight.
hey, how many sausage logs do you want or whatever?
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.